The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, one of the world's leading AI companies has abruptly withdrawn a powerful new tool over concerns that it could be exploited for large-scale hacking. It's the latest sign of just how quickly this technology is advancing and the risks that come with it. So, what exactly triggered this decision? How seriously is the cybersecurity world taking it? I'm joined now by Kevin O'Loughlin of Nostra, one of Ireland's leading cybersecurity firms, to explain this story to us. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Pat.
Now, this is a software or an AI tool called Mythic. Some people are calling it in the States Mythic, but I prefer Mythic.
That works.
Yeah. So, or Mythos, yeah. Tell us, what is it?
So, basically, it's a tool that looks for vulnerabilities or flaws in software or in networks. And ultimately, the best description I can give you is like if you're in a hot country that rarely rains, and when it does rain, you have a bit of a leak in the roof. So this is a bit like pouring water on a roof to see if there's a leak.
So no matter how I protect myself using all sorts of software, this thing can interrogate my software and find its vulnerability.
Yeah. And almost instantaneously. So it's the speed of it is the real challenge. So historically, you know, cyber companies like ourselves would go into a company and we might spend 6 weeks in a big business and a week in a small company trying to find out if there's any gaps or vulnerabilities. And then we're only working off the latest information. So Microsoft will say we have a problem with our software. Here's a patch or an update. We go into a company and we look for a piece of software and we see if it's been patched. If it has or it hasn't, then we see if there's a way in. This literally is literally checking every single thing in a business in a matter of minutes and able to tell me what the vulnerabilities and what, if I wanted to break in, here's how we would do it.
But if you're trying to protect somebody, this tool would be very useful for your company. You could have Mythos and deploy it and say, well, Bank of Ireland or AIB, whoever it might be, you're a bit vulnerable in this front and that front and the other front.
Yeah.
But do you have the tool?
Yeah, and we have tools like it. And ultimately, you know, what I would say is companies like us have been using tools like this for a long, long time. But this is another level. So this, the speed at which it operates, it's not looking for known vulnerabilities. It's literally testing everything that every potential route in such a quick time and then giving us a list of things that need to be fixed. It is designed for companies like us, by the way.
Okay, so you would be able to, in theory, purchase this product, except they've withdrawn it.
Yeah, and they've withdrawn it for the right reason, because ultimately you have to look and say, well, if we have access, then the baddies have access, and if the bad people have access, then they can deploy it at scale.
But do the bad people not have access to the tools you currently use?
They do. But they don't necessarily have access to the networks. So what is it? This is effectively a game of cat and mouse, right? So we've got the SMEs. Let's just talk from an Ireland perspective. We've all the SMEs who are trying to protect their networks, and we have the bad actors who are trying to break into those networks. If a tool like this exists today, it will allow an SME to protect their network, and it will allow a baddie to break in. The question is, who gets access first and who does it first? The problem is SMEs have to buy it, decide how they're going to use it, set it up, learn about it, whereas a bad actor can get it and deploy it across, in theory, the whole of Ireland.
How does the bad actor get it?
Well, they get it by if Anthropic had have actually released it. So they didn't release it, so it's not available to anybody at the moment. But this is coming. There are going to be other companies like Anthropic. There are going to be organizations that actually release this thing. For the last 2 years, we've seen these type of AI attacks, Pat. This is not a new thing. And we've seen that an organization can actually have a break-in at 11 o'clock at night and the organization technology is completely taken out at 11:15. So having somebody broken in within 15 minutes using AI tools like this, they can take an entire company offline and then force them to pay a ransom to get their data back and their systems back, which actually takes weeks and sometimes months to do. So this exists.
This reminds me of the nuclear arms race that, you know, you have an atom bomb, then you have a hydrogen bomb, and then you have more of them, and then you have delivery systems that can cross continents and so on and so forth. And eventually we get to the point of mutual deterrence where if you destroy me, well, I'll have my missiles in the air and I'll destroy you too. So that was called the mutually assured destruction. What happens in terms of the battle of the AIs?
Well, interestingly, you know, while what I would say is AI, used to be something that was done by specialists. Here's the real risk. So somebody would really understand technology and then they would break into a company. And they might spend 3 months trying to break into News Talk and may or may not achieve it. Now somebody with no tech experience can get a tool and effectively break into News Talk, in theory, if they're able to do it in a matter of minutes or hours or days or whatever it'll take them. But you can run 50 different attacks at the same time because you're just a non-technical person using tools to be the genius on the ground. And ultimately, that is the real risk for us all. So what we have to do is we have to understand, well, what's this going to mean long term? Well, long term is going to mean better for SMEs because AI will actually become their defense. And AI will actually make cybersecurity cheaper in the future because the tools will be available and they will do the majority of work that companies like us do today. And that will happen. But at the moment, we're in that messy middle.
Okay, so if you've got this mythos tool available, is it possible for another company, not Anthropic, of course, they have their particular tool, to just design a tool that combats mythos or mythos?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
That detects it on the way in and says, go away.
Yeah, that is. And again, a lot of networks actually already have that, particularly at large scale, but SMEs don't. And those tools don't really exist at any level for SMEs today, but they're coming. And the real challenge is that Anthropic have developed this, right? There are bad actors who are developing the same thing at this moment in time. And within 12 or 18 months, this will be a common piece on the ground. What I would say to SMEs today is security is no longer optional in any way. And every SME needs to engage with their IT departments and understand exactly what they have today and understand and get every single defense that's available to them.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the ordinary person who protects their bank account, for example, with a 6-digit password or whatever it might be, and if it's only a numeric, you've only got 10 digits, 0 to 9, and if you've got a 10 options in each little box, so it's 10 by 10 by 10 by 10 by 10, which is a million options, any AI tool can go through all of those password options in a jiffy.
Yeah, that, to be fair, that type of attack is protected against today because after you've done it wrong 3 times, it locks out your account, right, typically. And that's how banking systems work. And in fairness, those pieces are good. The risk is you can take somebody's voice. If you have 3 seconds of audio today, you can clone that voice. So the challenge you have is then you can ring Bank of Ireland and get them to reset your banking.
And then you know what it is because you are...
Yeah.
The malign actor resetting your password,
exactly.
Someone else's password.
Exactly. And you know, the banks need to grow up a bit here as well. I mean, if you think you ring a bank and you ring, and what are the questions they ask you? You know, what's your mother's maiden name? You can get that from somebody's Facebook. What's your date of birth? You can get that from the company's registration office for most directors. What's your home address? Almost always available online, particularly again in director scenarios. You can answer and get through. So all you need is 3 seconds of audio, an internet browser, and in 5 minutes you can get on and prove yourself at a bank. These are real risks.
I mean, you're confident as someone in this field that the tools can be developed to combat all of this. But I'm wondering, are we not heading towards, you know, the way in schools they say, it might have to be pen and paper in the exam now. We can't have people using ChatGPT to answer their questions, etc. So you're back there at the desk, no technology with you, and you write your answer. And this may be the only way to examine students. In the same way, our company's going to have to silo everything, just not be online and decide when you want to transfer information, you take the siloed information and you bring it physically and you transfer it from, if you like, the transfer room.
No, I would say no, that's not required, right? The bottom line is most people who have serious cyber attacks have not taken the basics seriously. And what we find is most serious cyber attacks have very basic controls that are missing. And in fairness, there is a lot that companies can do today. The challenge is that most companies don't do it. And the real reason behind that is people don't hear about cyber attacks unless it's the HSE, unless it's the NHS, right? But cyber attacks happen every day in small companies. And the first thing the small company wants to do is make sure no one finds out about it. And the challenge is because it's so common and yet nobody knows about it, people are not taking the correct defences. If people knew the amount of cyber attacks that actually happened to SMEs on a daily basis in Ireland, nobody would take a chance with cyber protection. And yet most SMEs do. Like one of the stats I pulled from our business, 70% of the new customers that we took on in the last 12 months did not even have the basic protections in place.
Kevin O'Loughlin, founder and CEO of Nostra. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.